Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You are the God who moves the mountains. Lord, you cannot be stopped. The earth is shaking. The weary are awakening. Oh, Lord, you make a way where there is no way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Good evening. Welcome to the World for Jesus Conference Prayer Call this Thursday evening. Thank you all for joining with us on the special post-election victory prayer call tonight. This is John Woodbrook. I'm your host for the prayer call, and Charles is on the board with us. Thank you, Charles. Nita and Ricky and the team, we all thank you for your faithfulness in standing with us. Thank you for persevering with us in prayer as God gives us the victory together in the saving of America. We are on the cusp of some awesome things in this nation. What the enemy meant for evil, God is turning and using for good. He is purging, and he has called for us to be faithful to pray, and he in turn is faithful to hear and to answer. We look not at the things that are seen, but at the things which are not seen. He moves the mountains. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Ricky will be opening things up tonight to share some visions that the Lord has given her and that would also help bring stability in these times. O'Day will get us started in prayer, followed by others on the team, and then Nita will finish things up tonight. So please stay engaged with us in the Spirit in prayer tonight. And pray in the Spirit. God's will be done in this nation. God has provided Donald Trump to be our president now and for the next 4 years at least. Amen. 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 Okay, I'll go ahead and turn things over to Ricky, and then she'll share with us what the Lord has given her.
Thank you, John. So, I wanted to share a couple things with you. I prayed into this and shared it on Tuesday night, and I think it's important to reiterate this, is that I went for a walk on Tuesday, and we normally walk down the sidewalk, but my neighbors were on the sidewalk. But right after we turned the corner, I saw an x-ray of files being released, exposed. It was an x-ray, files were behind a wall, it was in a vault. And I believe that we're about to see those. We have turned a corner with the events that took place yesterday and this week. We have turned a corner. And so I believe these files are about to be exposed. So we will be praying into that tonight. There is information out there that is critical. Giuliani released a video about this very thing that was sent to the office after this took place. So they sent it to our office yesterday. So it's Rudy Giuliani. He has his own channel on YouTube. You can listen to that. And then in the wee hours of this morning, the Lord was speaking to me. I hardly slept. I was praying over the nation, praying over the events that transpired yesterday, and praying over the fear that I sense on the American people. You know, we are in the middle of a revolution. That's what we're seeing take place. And I see the fear. And so my heart was just really broken over what I'm seeing released in the people. And so I was in and out. I was praying and I was laying there. It was, like I said, the very wee hours of the morning. And I had a vision of the country. I actually had two I'm going to share with you. I had a vision of the country. And I could see the entire outline of every state. And someone came up to a table and they sat these they actually were the outlines of each state. And I saw them, and he began to put, like, and it went very, very quickly. He began to toss them out into and put them on their appropriate state. So, you know, Washington and then Maine. And so he went from the West Coast to the East Coast, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, all the way down from north, and, you know, I'm not forgetting Alaska, all the way down from north, all the way down the country to the south. And these were meticulous outlines of each state. It was meticulously done. And the way they were laid out on the map, the edges overlapped slightly. So that when we were done, when he was done laying this out, in the center of the country, it was a little rounded. And this, it looked like a giant shield had been placed and built over our country. I saw tremendous strength in our country, and I saw integrity in our country. And they slightly overlapped, so it protected any state from being infiltrated. You couldn't separate these states any longer. And, you know, for some time they've been trying to work a separation of the West Coast from the rest of the country. They've been trying to divide the people of this country against one another, racial issues, family issues. It's been a very tragic thing that the elite have done. But when this shield, and when you consider that we are Joel's Army prayer shields, it's even more significant because it was as a shield had been created over our country. When this shield was complete, our nation was a nation that was united. Us versus them. The United States of America. One nation under God, indivisible. One nation under God, indivisible. And the people of this country saw the workings of the elite. And it became an us, Americans, against them, the elite, who are trying to destroy our country. I was really encouraged by that. And it was long after I had the second experience. So in the next one, there were three boxes. They were cardboard boxes. They seemed roughly put together. They were stacked, and a man came up to them, opened the box, and when he saw what was in the box, he began to handle the contents of that box very carefully. And he laid out, they were maybe, I don't know, 6, 8, maybe 12 inches long. And they were round, maybe 6 inches across. And he began to lay them out on a table. You know, like I said, they were roughly put, like we didn't know what the contents of these cardboard boxes were, as though they were assembled in a hurry and trying to hide something. And he opened up these boxes, and when he saw what was inside, he carefully began, when they were sat up there, one tipped over, that's right, and a couple fell out of these things. And I believe that they contain data on them. I believe that they are some sort of a hard drive or server. And he began to line them up on this table in rows of five. And they were meticulously lined up as though this individual knew exactly what they had in hand and knew great care had to be taken with the devices and with the information that they would contain. So he lined them up, and they were lined up five, and I mean perfect lines. And then there were 10 rows of five, and they were perfect. And there was this relief, and there was this confidence, and there was a knowing in my spirit that what was contained, one for each state, there was information about each state contained on these devices, and they were going to be released. And they contain, in things that I saw on Tuesday, these files that I was referring to, they contain information that has been used to blackmail people. They contain information that was used for the voter fraud. They contain information that has been used to control and destroy our country. And I think it's very merciful of God to show us in this time when there is such, it seems like chaos that's taking place in our nation right now, and it is chaos, and it is heartbreaking to witness it. But in this time when we're on the cusp of a revolution, for God to say, I still have this. I am going to bring forth this information. And so what's in those each of those servers, I want to, and we will be praying into this tonight, but we need to pray that God will bring those to light, put them in the right hands, and that that information will be released and believed, received by the American people. I think that God in his mercy told us, maybe I think it was 2 weeks ago now, the Lord told me we were on the cusp of a Red Sea moment. And yesterday he told me we're at the Red Sea. We're there. And the Egyptians are coming. We have to make a decision. Are we going to trust God with what he is doing in our nation? Are we going to trust God, trust God's plan for our nation? Or are we going to run back into the bondages of the past? What will we decide? And so tonight we'll be praying into that. But Mom, is there anything that you want to add?
Yeah. I want to mention that I shared with Ricky when she shared this experience with me, that the interlocking of the states was evidence of the fact that God had restored the brotherhood, the spirit of brotherhood in the nation. This is incredible. It is very serious. There's little that he could do that would be more meaningful than that. Because when the brotherhood is restored, people will walk in unity. Race will no longer be an issue. Belief systems will no longer be an issue. People will live like brothers and sisters in the same family. It is a mantle that God puts on nations that please him. But it can be lost, which is what happened to us. I talk about it in my book, Prepare for the Winds of Change. This is so significant. Earlier this week we had the revelation that Jesus had laid the Constitution over America in such a way that it is tightly secured to this nation, which means that as a nation, we will bring forth those things are pleasing to his heart and not to the elite. And now we're being told that he's going to restore the brotherhood mantle to this nation. So this is just nothing but absolutely wonderful news. And that God is still going to release information that he's been talking to us about for a long time now is also very encouraging, because this information will put God's people in their right place, and it will remove the enemy's camp and bring them to justice, which is really what needs to be done. So we praise God. This is just nothing but good news. And with that, I'll just let it go, and we can have our day come forward and move ahead. Thank you. Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Mom.
Can we start with the blowing of the shofar?
No.
Okay.
I'm just teasing.
Okay, would you sound this shofar, please, Charles?
This is Ode. We're praying now at this time concerning President Trump, his family, and the administration. So we want to join hands together and to lift up our voices wherever we are and pray in the spirit. We're all in it together, so all hands on deck. So just keep praying in the spirit as we just agree, and I'll be praying from here. Even for President Trump, for his family, and the administration. Let us pray. Rimbalababu skabi shilimata kasi indegalia batson tekeri begezon tongo. Meshite po kalibri nemas kalibo tos keribo shalia tesari gaha. Mandoro mozike lien tomolo fisin timoshi batanga. Mawonti kuni maku palibru tos kedembolo moshiti degobo satili masakari. Bradaska tolo moshin tam brandaska voish kalibo zentengonde. Mengele moni briaga baba sakratos kotolo boshin ketelebe bingeli gese tongo. Mengele me briongolo bosketele boshin ketele angrara gaba baskentelebe shinkelebe dingiri ondobo. Masanta breni ongo moske vishe kedele mona brandaska sintenke bolima santeriga. Majakra diska tolo boshe gelege. Peiringre lege boskele boshalima sankuria. Hendele magabaliga, hendele magalabagaliba, hendele magalagaliga, vandala badigiri, hendele gede 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 gede. Masaturi obodos kondo roboshe kendele meningiri ondo robodos kondo, oshkiri baligiri ondo robodos kenge beshi kendele gendeli ende gebesi tongo, moshe kete lebedigiri ondo robodos kenge, man nangravadas kandele maningiri anda, Vaskandolo bodos kenge beshi kendeli endere geres kende. Jili bige moskolo buskeli bodingri andara vaskandolo bodos kende kendeli ande. Nangrandas katara bababa zingala mashikri andolo bodas kansandengiri ande. Vashka vola gabazanti galida gabuska lima shakali galida basansandrongo lomo sinteri endege. Majja pratus kaba libra no gusko pushiki digandigiri ondoro bodos kende ke. Kendele meme ningri endele gedege, pese ko poshiri bakati galia, ma brakusen tomposke lega, Father Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you for President Trump, oh Lord, my God. We thank you for President Trump, oh Lord. We thank you for his life. We thank you for what you have made him to be. We thank you, Lord, my God, for your purpose concerning his life, oh Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord, my God, for your purpose concerning his family. We thank you for your purposes concerning, oh Lord, his administration. Lord, my God, we thank you. Libre adosko vushki ligata karia musan sandengi. We come with a heart of gratitude to say, Father, Lord, we are grateful for that which you have been doing for him, Lord, my God. For him, oh Lord, my God, for his family, Lord, and even for the administration. Lord, my God, it is your doing. It is marvelous in our sight. And that's why, Lord, my God, we come with a heart of gratitude to say, Father, we are grateful unto you. Lord, we magnify your name. Mizian kuposke lebo shaliba saken tagali daga. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because concerning President Trump, Lord, my God, you are in perfect control. Lord, we thank you, Lord, because all that pertains unto him, Father, you are in perfect control. Lord, no matter what we see, no matter what people say, no matter the shaking, no matter the turmoils, no matter the rumblings, oh Lord, my God, you are in perfect control, oh Lord. Because you are Jehovah El Shaddai, who has never lost control. Lord, we bless your name, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you for him, Lord. We thank you for his wife. We thank you for his children. We thank you for the entire family, Lord, my God, of President Trump. Father, we thank you for the administration too, Lord, my God. It is you that established the administration. It is you that has kept it so far. It is you that has established it. It is you, Lord, my God, that will keep it going. And Lord, my God, until it fulfills your purpose, O King of Glory, by the timing that you have set for it, nothing can thwart it, that we know. So we give you thanks. We bless your holy name. Miazun tefosh kilibu shaliba pas kanson tolo motike se kilega diga tampan kolaga. Mabian Conto Pikesi, Contom Bunsir Galiaga, Lumbrandis Ketele Moshali Gataka. Lord, even O King of Glory, in this period, O Father, with all the raging storms around him right now, Mashianton Compotekele Gataka, every raging storm, O Lord, my God, around the President right now, Miavokos Kibashika Tikaliga Sankotaga. Lord, King of Glory, we awake you into the situation. That Father, Lord, that Lord, every of those raging storms, in every manner of way, the ones that are coming politically, emotionally, socially, whichever way they are coming, Lord, my God, against President Trump, you say to those storms, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the congressional authority given unto us in this ministry, we speak to every such term, hear ye the word of the Lord, peace be still. In the name of Jesus Christ, at every levels, in every quarters, we rebuke the source of the storms. And we say to you, peace be still. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Riabrotos Kovushkelegesi Tiligata Kapan Koska Kasaria, Rakas Katopologosekega, Rakasakatalabosukoposekega, Lakasakatalabosukotulobosekega, Miapumbatumbambuntunki Pekeliga Tinkotangatiga, every spell, Nanimo Kumpon Takasika, that has been cast upon him, right? That has been cast upon his family, that has been cast upon the administration. We neutralize them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ, we neutralize them by the blood of Jesus Christ. Vragas kataliga vrakasantuga. Vragas kataliga vrakasantuga. Vragas kataliga vrakasantuga. Lord, we lift our President Trump before the throne of grace. We present him before the throne of grace, oh Lord. And ask, Lord, my God, for your covering upon him, Lord. Father, we thank you for the covering that you have put upon him, Lord. We pray that your protective gel continues to to remain around him, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every move, O Lord, of the enemy, every move of the elite, every move of Illuminati, every move, O Lord, my God, by the Catholic Church, every move, O Lord, my God, by the Vatican, every move by the Democrats, every move by the Satanists, in the name of Jesus Christ, we raise a standard against them all, and we put a stop to them now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put a stop to them now. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we decree and declare they will be of no effect. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will be of no effect. In the name of Jesus Christ, Rekopus Kamashi Kutapalia Gandanga. Every pronouncement that have been made, Kalivro Kosketaga, by the media, by the people, by every set of persons everywhere, across board, Manivo Pakamfaske Togalia Gatagalia Gadi, against the president, Miyabuto Komoskika. Father, we neutralize them by the blood of Jesus Christ. We neutralize them completely by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we decree they will not see the light of day. We decree they will not see the light of day. Every citadel of falsehood, every citadel of deception, every citadel of wrong view, wrong positioning that have been built up, Lord my God, even against President Trump. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, by the congressional authority given unto this ministry, we command those citadels, those pillars, to crumble from their foundations and completely be grinded to powder. Be grinded to powder in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ that Teta will not be able to penetrate in the name of Jesus Christ. Every weapons of the enemy, every weapons of Satan, every weapons of the media, every weapons of the elite, every weapons of the Vatican, every weapons, oh Lord my God, of the deep state, every weapons, oh Lord my God, of the shadow government, we, Lord my God, pray that you release a covering upon President Trump, that all of those weapons will not penetrate him, in the name of Jesus Christ. When you shield a man, who can bring him down? No one can. Lord, we know beyond every reasonable doubt that it is you who has kept him for even this number of years so far in the presidency. This is a man that had been fought. They fought him left, right, center from day one, even before he came into office. He's a man that has been going through battles upon battles upon battles. Lord, but Father, it is you alone that has made him and has kept him through and has helped him to survive all these battles. And Lord, you have not changed. We lift up the battle before the Lord God Almighty, Lord, and we're praying that, Father, you intervene, O Lord, my God. Knock out the enemies, O Lord. Knock out the enemies, O Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, right now, by the congressional authority given unto this ministry, World for Jesus Ministries, right now, Father, we institute, O Lord, a punch of knockout to every of the enemies that are raising up their heads. We knock all their processes out in the name of Jesus Christ. Be knocked out, knock out, knock out, knock out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every hidden works of evil be exposed and be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, be exposed and be destroyed. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we call on every institution to rise up for the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, concerning President Trump, Lord, let every institution, every person that are involved in any way, let them begin to rise up for the truth. Rise up for the truth. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up. Rise up for the truth. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, every scandalization, every sneering, oh Lord my God, upon him. Father, Lord, we release the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over him. Over his families, Lord my God. In the name of Jesus Christ, your protection upon them. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will keep them, you will shield them from the arrows of the enemy. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, hey, Lord my God, we pray against every rituals, every spells, every ritual, every blood rituals, Lord my God, that have been carried out on the soils of America as a nation, on the soils of America, North America as a continent, on the soils of South America as a continent, on the soils of Europe, on the soils of Asia, on the soils of the Middle East, on the soils of Africa, every ritual, every blood that has been shed through any form of ritual, makutian kampu kalibra kasante kariaga, mebiaka papan konke kosanto pekega. Lord, right now we release the blood of Jesus to neutralize every such ritual. And we decree that let every of those blood stop speaking right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we silence them. There is only one blood that speaketh better things, that speaks peace, that speaks the truth, that speaks lives, that speaks forgiveness. Let the blood of Jesus alone, concerning President Trump, let it speak. In the name of Jesus Christ, we silence every voice of any blood that has been passed through any ritual, Lord my God, against the president. We silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spells that have been cast, in the name of the Lord God Almighty, we neutralize the spells against President Trump. In the name of Jesus Christ, every curse is... Lord, I just look and I think through. I've never seen any president that people have rained curses upon like President Trump. For no reason. Lord, I want to pray. Even as your word says, a curse costless shall not come. No wonder. With all the curses all these years, you have kept him going strong. Oh, King of Glory, we decree right now, concerning every curse from the pit of hell, from people, from demons, from witches, from wizards, from the Illuminati, yea, from the Freemason, from Vatican, from the Catholic Church, from the Jesuits, from the Satanists, from Antifa, from Black Lives Matter, we neutralize them in the name of Jesus Christ. Be neutralized in the name of Jesus Christ. Concerning his administration too, Lord my God, every curse be neutralized, every spell from the pit of hell be cancelled, we destroy in the name of Jesus Christ. We serve his administration in the blood of Jesus Christ. We make the hedge of the protection of the Lord, of the fire of the Holy Ghost around his administration, Lord my God. As men that are within the administration, Lord my God, that are not desiring to go across with your will, Lord King of Glory, set them aside. In the name of Jesus Christ, shut them aside. In the name of Jesus Christ, shove them off, Lord my God. Seal them out. Malika ko papa Poach them out in the name of Jesus Christ. Labrakupape valiga suntongo rokoskiga. We soak him and all that pertains unto him in the blood of Jesus Christ. We begin to speak peace upon President Trump. Peace upon his administration. Peace upon his family. Peace upon all that pertains unto him right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we soak him in the blood of Jesus Christ. We pray, O King of Glory, that you will comfort him even in a time like this, Father. You will strengthen and comfort him, Father. Keep his brain clear. Give him clarity, O Lord. Give him clarity, Lord, my God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, release encouragement unto him, Father. Encouragement unto him, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let the joy of the Lord well up in the inside of him. And his entire family. Let the joy of the Lord well up in the inside of them. In the name of Jesus Christ. That Father, Lord, my God, they will not be dampened by the darkness that the enemy, the Illuminati, the media, by the darkness that they are pouring across the nation of America and across the nations of the world. We speak to this darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cause a release of the light of the Most High God to begin to dispel every darkness. Dispel every darkness. Dispel every darkness from the White House. Dispel every darkness from the administration of President Trump. Dispel every darkness from his family. Dispel every darkness from President Trump himself. Dispel every darkness hovering over the nation of America right now. Let every lie be dispelled. Let every lie be dispelled. Let every lie be dispelled. Let truth arise. 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 Makupi kupaf mosketi lima shanka tagaliga to kampu parawasan sandagriani. Magut kanse konkonshon tomboli getiga. Valupra kakasantara. Lord my God, we call upon you from whence our help cometh. Lord, we look upon to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Forgive us, O Lord, of every area where we have been trying to sort things out by ourselves, where we have been using our own intellectual capacity, where we have been using our own strength, where we have been using our own calculations, where we have been using our own maneuverings. Lord, we repent of them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we are asking that, Father, Lord, we invite you into this situation. Take over the situation, Lord. Take over the entire situation, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ravragos katalabashange. Mavasko tolobo shingiliga san sanderia. Marrakotos kologoria. Ragaraga dikas kantagalia gadanga. We soak President Trump right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak him deep in the blood of Jesus Christ. We soak him deep in the blood of Jesus Christ. Mazokropotis kiriganza. Zangrada gasiki lemishikri digibusko limishin kundo. Zobrotoskege lemishikri gasansan taligrabasan kaliga zingrada galia zenda. Mazantongulogoshikri gesensendogoroski. Jigelibri digibuska lima sakrandaska gasigalia tokasega. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen him, Lord, from within. Strengthen him, Lord, from without. Strengthen him, Lord, from within. Strengthen him, Lord, from without. Strengthen him, Lord, from within. Strengthen him, Lord, from without. In the name of Jesus Christ, we speak your peace upon him, Lord. Lord, we apply the blood of Jesus over him, Lord, over President Trump, over his family, over the administration, over every one of them, Lord. We apply the blood of Jesus. Let your purpose, alone let it stand. Lord, all your counsel alone, let it stand. Every other counsel, every other agenda of the evil ones fashioned against him, Lord, we pray, let them all be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Blessed be thy name, Father. We give you glory, Lord. We give you praise. Every coup against him, Lord my God, we neutralize by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every ganking up and gatherings right now, going on right now. Every schemings going on right now. All these schemings going on around the places. All those calculations going on around the places. Lord, we neutralize them, we cancel them in the name of Jesus Christ. Everyone by the courts, everyone by the legislators, everyone, Lord, my God, by the Congress. Lord, we stand upon, O Lord, the congressional authority you have given unto this ministry, and we pray that they be totally neutralized by the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. We give you praise. Because, Lord, we know this you will do. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. Amen. Artem?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's just continue praying in the Spirit as we are going to pray in the next 20 minutes for President Trump, and specifically for increase in the seven spirits of God. We're going to be praying for increased wisdom, knowledge, understanding, prudence for his family, administration, and any of these, of those who are helping him. Hallelujah. Sura mashida kila radaku. Kila ramahadaki si la rabaradaki shekeregi arabaradaki santo kuru maharigi. Kura mahadaki la radaku sura maharigi shekeleredeki. Oh, I thank you, Father. I thank you for this mandate that you gave to this ministry, Lord, to uplift the president in prayer, in intercession. And Father God, we're not taking this lightly. Oh, Ramasante Kilarando Koshiteki Ramahandeki. Hallelujah, Father God. We stand Koromoshindeki with him, Father. Kila Ramahandeki in this battle. Koromoshate Kilarando Kosoro Mahadeki. So Le Rebekiteki Ashakarabahadeki. Thank you, Jesus. Koromoshate Kilarando Kosoro Mahadeki Shite Kilarandoko. Oh, Father God, I just praise you, Father. I thank you, Father God, for all the prayers that our brother Ode have just prayed, that all the spells, all the curses, oh, Father God, have been neutralized in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for this overwhelming victory, Father. I thank you, God, that you are just cuckooing him. You are taking President Trump into like a sort of a bubble, Kayla Randoki, and he is untouchable, untouchable, untouchable in Jesus' name, Kayla Rama Santo Koloro, So Rebeki Yashate Kila Rama Handeki. And Father God, I just praise you, Kora Moshete Kila Randoko, So Rebeki Yashate Koloro Bahadeki. I praise you, God, Kore Mishante Kila Randoko. So I thank you, Father. I thank you for this scripture that you have given me. It is Psalm 105, verse 15. Do not touch my anointed ones. Koro moshate kilalando koso. I thank you, Lord, that you are making him untouchable. Koro moshate kilalando koso ramahandeki. You have made him untouchable. No harm can touch him in Jesus' name. Koro moshate kilalando koso. Do not touch my anointed ones. We're saying this holy words to anyone, to anything, Kela Rando Koso, that is standing in his way, Koro Moshate Kila Rando Koso, Ramoshete Kila Rando Koso. And by the words of our mouths, Lord, we destroy all that opposition, Kela Rando Koso, Remesheteke, all that spiritual darkness, Kela Rando Koso Toko, Hateke Shente Kila Rando Ko, that is intending to touch him. Kela randoko sura mashete ki rabahate kese. Oh, Ramasandeki. Thank you, God. Your breath, your very breath is in our mouths right now. Koro moshete kila randoko. And by speaking out these words, ke ramasante kila randoko so, koro moshete ki, we destroy all the spiritual opposition. Ke la ramasante kila redeki, shtiki ya santoko. So ramashete kila randoko, so rebeki ya shantoki. Koro masente ki, you are fully, completely neutralized in Jesus' name. Korome shataki soto tokoruma handeki. I thank you, God, that you are putting our president into this holy bubble. Koromo shantiki, bubble of protection. Leke remia santoko. Praise you, Jesus. And he is untouchable. Thank you, Lord. Koromo shiteki.
Any and all weapon against him shall not prosper in Jesus' name. Shall not prosper in Jesus' name. Oh, I just praise you, Father. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I will read from Isaiah 11. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And I just feel, I just hear the Holy Spirit saying inside of me, apply these words to President Donald J. Trump. And I am right now, Father God, in submission to your leading, I am applying this scripture to him, Father. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of the Lord rests upon you, President Donald J. Trump. In Jesus' name, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon you. Oh, Father God, we pray and intercede for increase of anointing, increase of anointing. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Increase in power, increase in the anointing of the Lord upon his life in Jesus' name. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. Wisdom in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you have given him the Spirit of wisdom, Father God, to him, to his administration, to everyone who is helping him. Even to the members of his family, Father God. So I just praise you, God. Spirit of wisdom, yes, and understanding. Oh, Father God, I thank you, God, that you are revealing them things hidden. You are revealing them things unseen, hidden. The darkness tried to hide things so bad, but the light of the Lord reveals and exposes everything and everyone in Jesus' name. And I thank you, God, that our president's administration and President Trump himself has enough wisdom and understanding to know what to do, to know what to say, to know what not to do, and to know what not to say in Jesus' name. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord, that all the legal weapons, have been discharged in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, the spirit of wisdom and understanding. I praise you, God. Wisdom and understanding, Father God. Wisdom and understanding. In his administration, Father God. You are purging. You are purging his administration right now, Father God. So that righteous and holy people would take places of those cowards. Who left him. I thank you, God, that this purging and purification is going on. And you are exposing. The ill people, those who cannot be trusted, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. I just praise you that President Trump has all the wisdom and understanding he needs. Koromashantiki, right now in this hour. Thank you, Jesus. Increase in wisdom and understanding. We declare, we proclaim, increase, supernatural, right now, increase in wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might, praise you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, God, that he takes counsel. He takes your counsel first. Ko ramoshante kila randuku. I thank you, Lord. Ki rabahate kishite kila randuku su. Thank you, Jesus. Ko ramoshite kila randuku su. Thank you, Lord, that you are removing all kinds of bad counselors. Ko ramoshante ki from his surrounding. Reki yasate ki. So ramoshante ki. I thank you, God. That you are installing the righteous counselors around him, Father. I thank you, God, for all the faithful people in his administration, in his surrounding, Father God. All the faithful counselors, thank you, Jesus. I thank you for increase of wisdom and understanding upon them as well. Thank you, Lord. And the spirit of counsel, first of all, Father God, I praise you, God, that you are anointing him with the spirit of counsel, and his heart. And his heart is listening to the Spirit of the Lord. Praise you, God. And the Spirit of might, the Spirit of counsel and might in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that he is strong. President Trump, he's strong physically. He is strong in the spirit. Kela Rama Shantaki. He is strong, Father God. His emotions are strong. Kurama Shantaki. He is not shaken. He cannot be shaken. Kurama Shantaki Larandokoso. No darkness. Kerama Handaki Sindaki Larandokoshti. No fake news can shake his faith. No fake counsel can shake him up. Praise you, God. He is strong, Father God. I thank you, God. Oh, this spirit of counsel and might, this spiritual might and power. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that He is increasing. Thank you, Lord. He is increasing in might. He is increasing in counsel. There is increase. There is an increase of counsel and might around Him and within Him and upon Him in Jesus' name. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Remia Santokoro. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for Donald J. Trump. Oh, I praise you, God. I praise you, God. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for my president. I thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. You are increasing him in counsel. Oh, praise you, God. You are increasing him in power and might. Thank you, Lord. There is an increase of wisdom, an increase of understanding. Praise you, praise you, praise you, Jesus. Oh, Santa Takaya Shataki. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus, that you are depositing your very knowledge into his heart, and you are anointing him with the spirit of knowledge. And everyone who is dealing with the president, and everyone who is faithful in his administration, who is faithful among the counselors around him, thank you, Lord, that you are anointing them with the spirit of knowledge. Oh, praise you. Shakeya satake rebeketeke kotokoroma kietakarama hadikese terenekide yaradakase larabahete koromokashata korobokose shidekilarandokoso kelaramahantake. Thank you, Lord, for the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that they have all the knowledge, all the understanding, the wisdom, the counsel, what to do in this hour, and about everything that happened on January 6th, and about everything that will happen as a consequence of that, of those events, of that day, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that President Trump and his team, they know, and they have enough wisdom, enough knowledge to do the things that they must do in Jesus' name, and to do them in the way, to do them in the way that is pleasing unto you, Lord, Koromashentike, and the way that is coming from you, Lord, Koromashentike, all this counsel, the wisdom, the understanding, it comes from you, Lord. It is your wisdom. It is your understanding. It is your knowledge, Koromashentike, that you are depositing into them right now, Koromashentike, Laranduko Sorabekia, Shetaki Laranduko Sor. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I praise you that they are faithful, Father God. They are not going back. President Trump and his surrounding, they are continuing. They are going on towards full victory over the enemy. Towards full victory over the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. I thank you God that the battle is not over. The battle has just begun. Thank you, Lord. I thank you God for the overwhelming victory that is in front of us. Thank you, Lord, for all the overwhelming victory that you have given to President Trump and his team, Koromashentike Larandukoso, Kela Ramahantike. Praise you, God. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, God, that you have given him another 4 years of presidency. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, and I praise you, and I worship you, Lord, and I give you all the praise and all the glory. Amen. And the next person can go on. Thank you.
This is Pastor Chang Ching. I'm praying for the rule of law. Rule of law. Lord, we thank you for giving the vision for Ricky. She saw a precious metal cover the whole United States. And it became a one nation under God and restored the brotherhood. We give you the praise. And I believe it includes the Constitution of the United States. Just like Mama Nita the other day, a few days ago, she saw the law take the U.S. Constitution and cover it all over the land of the United States. And he mentioned that because this Constitution, and he can rule and reign, truly rule and reign, and be the lordship of this land. Oh Lord, in some communist country, they are despise the law of God. They are despise the Creator. But the U.S. Constitution is based on the Word of God. Oh, it is put in heaven in golden light. Shine with the hands of the Creator, the hand of our Creator. Lord, we know that your status in Psalm 19, your status, the status of the Lord are right. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Yes. Oh, the Constitution is based on the Bible, on the Word. It just rejoicing the heart and enlightening the eyes. When nation of the world see the Constitution of the United States, they rejoice. Their eyes will open. that that you ran upon the tabernacle of the Lord, ran upon human being in that so tenderly way, and Lord is full of love and consider everything. In Romans chapter 12, it mentioned your will is good, perfect, and acceptable. Oh Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. And the constitution is based on your word. And in Isaiah chapter 40, it mentioned the grass withered, flower fade, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And the word in 1 John chapter 2, the word passed away in the lust thereof, but he that does the will of God abide forever. So Lord, we give you the praise, and we declare the Constitution of the United States and the Lord that not against the Constitution of this land. Copper now intact, cover and protect all of us. And that is the President Trump right now trying to restore law and order, rule of law. Just like we need traffic regulation so we will not be in danger. We need to notice the light, red light, we stop. Green light, we go forward. So this land must have the rule of law, must have the regulation from heaven. That is our U.S. Constitution. Lord, we give you the praise, and we confess our sin, because usually we just like Isaiah 53. Lord, we go astray. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. We thank you because Jesus Christ, our iniquity and sin is upon him, that we our sin can be washed. Oh, and we thank you, thankful for the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Jesus Christ, when he ascend to heaven and send down the Holy Spirit in our heart. We give you the praise. We confess our sin. Sometimes we just go our own way. We be our own boss and doing our own things. We depend on our own intellect. So we ask for your forgiveness. And we pray for this land. Oh, hallelujah. Some governors give some executive order to make some regulation and law that only the legislative assembly can make it. Lord, we just repent for that. We ask for your forgiveness, and we ask for your hand, for your intervention. One more time, restore the law and order. Restore the rule of law upon this land. Oh, hallelujah. You can do it. You can through different kind of righteous people to correct that. Use the higher court to correct that. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. We ask for the restoration of the rule of law. Oh, Lord, we think about the Congress did not represent the will of the people. And they ignored and neglect the undisputable and obvious and serious fraud of the voting. They neglect that. and put and go through the process, put wrong man on the position. Lord, we repent for that. And we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask for your intervention, your hand. Oh, we trust that you will move people, especially President Trump in this time. Give him the wisdom, seven spirit of spirit come upon him. Oh, he just wants to do good for this nation, good for this country, good for the people of this land. But he have to restore the rule of law. He have to let the people, the perpetrator, face their righteous judgment or sentence. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We ask for your hand intervention on this. Oh, hallelujah. Your word is true, and your word and stand forever, and you will prosper your words. Oh, so we trust that you will prosper President Trump in every way. Let your word be established. Let the Constitution can be established on this land. Oh, hallelujah. Send your power. Send your word. Make the way. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, expose the wrong and make the judgment analysis and correct it. In the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We trust you. Hallelujah. 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 It is your hand. It is your hand to restore the Constitution of the United States in this land. Oh, hallelujah. And your heart full of fervent. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are jealous God, full of love, full of fervency. Oh, hallelujah. You're going to restore law and order. Remove all the obstacle. Oh, remove. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. With your supernatural power. Just like the word of God in Isaiah 45. You go before President Trump. You go before Cyrus. And, oh, hallelujah, break the bronze gate. Cut iron bronze. Make the way straight for him, for his next presidency. In the name of Jesus. Oh, your word will stand. Your will be fulfilled. Your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the praise. In some states, the government official changed the regulation of voting process. The only state legislative department or assembly can do it. Lord, we repent for that. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So many people change the law according his own will. Oh, and it's not the benefit of the people. We ask for your forgiveness. Oh, God, we ask for your intervention. Oh, hallelujah. Restore the rule of law. Restore the law and order. Koda kanto kuriyoto koriya kararala ba kanto kuriyoto poko koko koko. We cut the deep state. The deep state. They control some people just like puppet to interfere the administration of this president. Oh kariyala kanto. We declare. oh, your power, that your word will cut it off the connection, cut it off, restore the law and order of this land. Lord, we ask for the restoration of the communication and relationship between President Trump and some like General Flynn and Cindy Power and Linwood and other important figure that at the present time you raise them up. Oh, hallelujah. Bring them, connect them together. So like a net, like an umbrella, like an army of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you restore, not only restore them the communication and relationship and become a strong team to carry out the will of the law and bring back the law and order and bring back the rule of law on this land. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. I humbly bow before you. And we know the meaning of ask your people to humble down. So many times we go our own way, especially when the temptation comes. Sometimes it's the money. Sometimes it's the pressure of the flesh. Sometimes it's the pride of the human being. Oh, we ask for your forgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. Begin your rule of law upon us. Let us not depend on all understanding. Let us not depend on our own intellect. Help us to come close to you, to listen to the small voice of our Lord Jesus Christ. In these so many difficult and confused situation, in this time of the season, so many news will stir our heart. Well, so Lord, we ask you to help us to abide in you, to listen to your voice. Oh, first, you create the heaven and earth. You make the sun, moon, and the star in so much order. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. The star of the whole solar system, they have orbits around the sun. And the sun surrounds the star, one of the stars of big, deeper. You regulate the university so orderly, full of wisdom. There are some power, gravity, make it balance and run in smooth orbit and run in good regulation. Oh, Lord, hallelujah. Help us to humble ourselves, willing to accept your wisdom, beginning on us. So the church will listen to you and will receive the revelation not only from intellectual, from the Holy Spirit. We'll receive the strategic. We will receive the revelation. We will receive the input of the heavenly. So your church will come along your side, doing your will. Oh, Lord, breathe on the church of this land. Breathe the leader, Christian leader of this land. Stop receiving from other source, but simply turn to you and seek your face and listen to your voice. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you the praise. Forgive our transgress. Oh, hallelujah. Send down your Holy Spirit. The spirit of revival come upon us. Change us totally from top of our head to the sole of our feet. That we are, from the bottom of our heart, we are willing to listen to your counsel. Praise on this nation. Praise on the government official. Oh, when they know you, they are willing to do to go into the rule and order, willing to obey the constitution of this land. Oh Lord, hallelujah. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please join me as we pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are God over the earth. You are God who created all. We thank you, Lord. We come before you, Lord, humbly. Though we know that you hear our cry, Lord, we pray according to your will, Lord. And we know, Lord, your will and your desire, Lord, for righteousness. Lord, I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord, Lord, that this nation belongs to you, Lord. The court system belongs to you, and I thank you, God. Lord, your word says in Isaiah 33:22.
You're kind of breaking up, Elizabeth, if you can maybe check your signal strength. It's pretty hard to hear you. You're still breaking up.
Okay, hold on a second. Better? Can you hear me?
It's a little better.
Hello?
Yeah.
Is this better?
Yes, that's much better, Eli.
Okay. Sorry about that. Okay. Well, we thank you, Father. Thank you that this nation is yours. It is under God, indivisible, Lord. We thank you, Father. In Isaiah 33:22, it says, "For the Lord is our judge. The Lord is our lawgiver. The Lord is our king. And he will save us." Lord, you are our salvation in this nation. Lord, we long for you and your righteousness. And we say, God, we are your people. We belong to you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Lord, you are God. You are God over all of America. Lord, you placed the Constitution in our hands, Lord. It is your goodness, Lord, and who you are, Lord. It's your love. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lord, I thank you, Jesus. Lord, for your plans and your purposes, Lord, are righteous. Loving kindness and goodness, Lord. Thank you, Father, all that you are and all that you are doing in this nation. We thank you, Lord, that you alone, Lord, deserve the glory and all the honor. You alone will part the sea. You alone. You alone are judge over our nation. And we rejoice, Lord, that you, Lord, are our judge and our lawgiver in America. We thank you, Lord, not the elite. Lord, not the deep state. Lord, not the occult. Lord, but you are our judge in this nation. You are our lawgiver. We seek your face, Lord. We seek your face. We seek you and you alone, for you are righteous and you are good, Lord, and you overturn all. Lord, you spoke to Mama Anita in a vision, dream about that you are reversing it all, Lord, all the years. all the unjust rulings. Oh, Lord, you are reversing. We will be a nation again of rules. We'll be a nation, Lord, of justice. We thank you, God. Lord, you showed Mama Anita a vision of George Washington regarding the Supreme Court. And you told her that you want us to pray that the Lord will restore the purity of the system back to the days of George Washington. And we thank you, God. We pray for the purity, Lord, the holiness of what you established, Lord, in the foundational beginnings. Lord, I thank you, Father, for that purity, Lord, by the blood of Jesus that cleanses this nation. All the blood that is against all of the wickedness, all the blood of Jesus that comes against the blood oath, the blood of Jesus that comes against every altar set up high above the Lord, every altar in the name of Jesus, your blood is against it. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, God. Every wicked dealing, every wicked ruling, Lord, your blood is against it. We thank you, Lord, that you overturn. You, O Lord, have overturned every unjust, wicked way, Lord, in this nation. You are reversing it all. You are reversing it all. Lord, you are the Word, and you sift this nation. You are the Word. Lord, we say expose the wolves among the sheep. And we hold every unjust judge accountable. We thank you, Lord. We strip you of your authority and no longer can rule in unjust ways. Lord, you will, we say in the name of Jesus, remove those, Lord, who have shed innocent blood in your eyes. Remove every judge that has shed innocent blood. Oh, the weight. Oh, the oppressive weight. No more. No more. America, she is just. She will be just, Lord, before your eyes, before you are done with her, Lord. She will be beauty. Oh, Lord. She'll be full of your beauty and splendor and glory. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you that your truth is marching on in this nation. Thank you that your truth is marching on. Your truth is marching on. Oh, we bring before you these cases. We bring before you these election cases. Lord, your truth is marching on. Lord, your wisdom, who you are, Lord, bringing the force of your truth along with these cases, God. We thank you, Lord, that breakthrough, Lord, breakthrough is nigh. And we thank you, God, that we come and we break through, Lord. We break through the injustice. We break through, Lord, the cultic activity. We break through, Lord. We break through, Lord. We break through every wicked plan in the name of Jesus. We break through, Lord, and we recover and restore and we take all. We take all, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the breakthrough. Thank you for the breakthrough in the courts, Lord. Thank you for the breakthrough in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. Lord, you are holy. Lord, and justice is holy. It is a holy act, Lord. We thank you, God. Your truth is marching forward. And you told Ricky that you are bringing righteousness to justice. Righteousness and justice over these cases, God. Over our nation. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And you are Lord over it all. Oh, God, we thank you for your blood. The blood, Lord, that cleanses the court, that cleanses, Lord, this nation. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, you have stripped them of their power. No longer will you usurp the power of the people and legislation. No more legislating from the bench. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. You will no longer seek cases promoting Illuminati agenda to change the Constitution, but you will bow to righteousness and justice. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the exposure, Lord, and the removal of those, Lord, that you have judged. Save those that can be saved, Lord. Change hearts that can be changed. We thank you, God. You are God of mercy as well. We thank you, God. And Lord, even in your word, Zechariah 3:7 says, America, if you, America and her justice system and the judges, if you will walk in my ways and keep my charge, then also you shall rule my house and have charge of my court, and I will give you access to my presence and places to walk among these who stand here. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, those who will walk in your ways and keep your charge, Lord. Arise. Arise, Lord. Arise. And the gospel of peace, Lord, shod their feet, Lord. We thank you. Arise, righteous judges. Arise. Arise, Lord. We thank you. Arise, the righteous chief justice. We thank you, Lord. Arise, righteous supreme court judges. We thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. Put in place judges and justices that obey their oath. They will administer justice without respect to persons and do equal right to the poor and to the rich. And that they will faithfully, impartially discharge and perform all the duties incumbent upon them as under the Constitution and laws of the United States, and for every Supreme Court judge. this nation will affirm and obey their oath, that they will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that they will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, and take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that they will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which they are about to enter. So help them, God. We thank you, Lord. You seal these prayers. You seal, Lord. You seal these in your holy name. Amen. You can go, Ricky.
Thank you, Beth. So I'm going to be praying over the visions that I had, that I shared when we first came in, and I'm going to be praying over some visions that my mom had. One was a rabbit hole, and this was in June of this year, or of 2020. And she said, the swamp is so great, I'm lost for words to describe. She saw a great hole in the earth, incredible in its length, not in circumference. Walls were pitch black. Deep in the earth at the bottom were paperwork so complete and abundant that would lead to convictions very easily. There were some at the surface, but not like the ones deep at the bottom. Trump needs to gain access to these documents. And then she saw an obelisk, and this was many years ago. She saw in the Wizard of Oz type land an obelisk jutting up above the earth. She asked the Lord, what is that? This was long before the work of the gatherings and the research that accompanied the work. He said, this is man lifting his purpose above the purposes of God. So recently she was walking along and saw an obelisk, and it was teetering back and forth and was extremely unstable. She knew that she needed to go to the obelisk to bring forth much information that was hidden underneath it. The people needed to see the information. As she moved closer, she saw how much it was teetering, and she was afraid to get too close in case it fell. And the Lord said, the people need the information. Go in, and I'll protect you. When she got to the obelisk, she saw that this thing was not so secure as secure as she thought it was. It was so unstable that she felt it would collapse even if she touched it. The obelisk is the image of man trying to override God's plans and purposes. It looks strong, but it's a deception. The New World Order is so unstable that we're going to watch its fall in our day. In our day. Thank you, Lord. God brings our enemies against us to fall before us. The New World Order is in our face that it might fall before us. Some of the highest members are getting saved, and when they fall, many more will get saved. They will come out and tell us about it. God is going to show them his power. And she had a vision of a pirate, and she feels that this represents the efforts to steal the election, China's involvement. So I don't have a whole lot of time, and I'm going to try to tackle this all. So praise God. Join with me. Thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you are showing us all of these visions wrapped into one focus, and that is exposure of the corruption in our nation. Exposure of the corruption that not only impacts our nation, but it impacts the nations of the world. We saw them do what they're trying to do to America in Venezuela. We saw them do this. In our lifetime, we witnessed this. People in Venezuela fight one another to eat a rat. That's the devastation of the poverty that they've come under since that nation fell. Father God, that is not the plan for this nation. Their efforts to steal this nation, the last remaining light in the earth, the one from which your light will flow, the one from which your glory will pour out into the earth, the one from which the revival, the end time harvest will come forth, will not fall in the name of Jesus. I come against the efforts of George Soros to hide his documents in the depths of the pit of the New World Order. I come against his efforts in Jesus' name, and I cut off your hand as you reach in to shove more paperwork. In the name of Jesus, you will not seal that vault. And we decree and declare exposure, exposure, exposure. Exposure of your efforts. George Soros, your time is up. Your time is up. Your time ruling in the affairs of governments has come to a close. Roko shaka tarabarabababashandarabarabababaka. Ruku shaka tarabarabababaka tarabarabababaka. Harabababashandarabababaka. In the name of Jesus. Hiribababashandarabarabaki. I take the drop of blood that the Lord showed Mom on Tuesday. One drop of blood neutralizes blood sacrifices. One drop of blood neutralizes curses. I take a drop of blood of the Lord and I place it upon your hands. And I neutralize your efforts to continue your cursing of our nation. We decree and declare that you, George Soros, will be exposed for the corrupt pirate that you are. I decree and declare that Kamala Harris and her involvement with George Soros and his sons will be exposed to the masses. It will be so prevalent that she will not be able to hide and the media will not be able to cover for her. The reign of the Soros men is coming to a close. Your days are numbered. Father God, as this man goes down and as the papers fly out of that obelisk, as the papers are dug up out of that rabbit hole, and as those files are exposed and those hard drives are dissected and the information from all of these sources is disseminated, I pray, Father God, that these would be in the hands of the person that would be meticulous in their efforts. I saw the meticulous way this individual handled the information. Let this be meticulously done, protected. It was in a very enclosed space. I remember very clearly, no one else was around. It was a very enclosed space where there was time to disseminate and pour over that information and bring it out into the eyes and the ears of the American people in such a way that it will be palatable, that it will be received. And Father God, I ask now that you begin to pour your grace out pour your grace out onto the masses. Help them to swallow their pride as they see this information come forth, that they have stood behind and believed a lie. And Father God, as this information comes out, that it will break the bondages and the rage that is upon them. Father God, you said in 2016, I had that vision of President Trump while we were praying for the election. I had that vision of him pulling up a chain in the middle of our country. He was pulling. He was working hard as he pulled this chain up. And when he got to the end of the chain, there was a rod of righteousness. And he put that in the center of our nation, and it has elevated our nation by about 4 feet, raised the standard of righteousness in our country. Father God, when this information goes forth, let people awaken to the corruption, to the deception, and the lies that they've been a part of. Let them awaken to the reality that people are trying to destroy this country. And let them rise up and say, no more. I will be a part of a nation of righteousness. I will be a part of the brotherhood that God is creating in this nation. And I will be a part of launching a move of God across the earth. Let the sense of true patriotism rise up within people as the brotherhood has been restored. As the information comes out, let it prick the hearts of people in such a way, Lord God, that they will take a stand against blackmail. They will take a stand against corruption in government. That they will take a stand against human trafficking. That they will recognize that the agencies and the politicians and the news media are all heavily embroiled in abortion and the bloodletting and the money that it brings them. That people will see how this has brought a curse upon our land. That people will see how the sin of human trafficking, the sin of child sacrifice, is bringing darkness over the land. And they will rise up, oh God, to fight for liberty for these young people. That they will rise up, oh God, to fight against corruption in government. That they will rise up, oh God, and say no more to the involvement and destruction and destabilization of nations. That you will break the chains of bondage upon their minds and their hearts and set them free, O God. That they will see that our president has fought against these activities, fought against these horrific crimes, fought against the establishment. One man alone in D.C. fighting against the establishment. He promised to drain the swamp, and he spent the last 4 years exposing the swamp, and the gators are mad. But, oh God, this fight is not finished. This work is not done. And as you said, Lord God, the last 4 years have been about exposing the corruption. The next 4 will be about extraction. And this year will be the year of revelation. Revelation. give people the grace and the fight to take a stand for righteousness. As this information, Lord God, comes out, I see a black ops team right now. They're swarming around something. Oh, Father God, give them eyes to see. Guide them and direct them, Lord God, to the target. Protect them. Bring them in and bring them out with this information, O God. Yes, the rabbit hole is deep, but O God, you want the bottom of that rabbit hole exposed. Father God, I look to now China's involvement and Joe Biden's involvement with China. The trafficking, the money laundering, the bribery, the vulnerability of our nation. If Joe Biden were to be president, China will forever be able to control him. And their efforts to steal our election, theft, like pirates, the CCP, heavily involved, seeking to bring destabilization in our country and many countries around the world. Father God, expose them to the fullest. Expose, O God, the CCP and their efforts, every single bit of it. What they've done to release this virus, what they've done to destroy the economies of the earth, what they've done while we've been distracted to steal our election. Expose it all and hold the CCP accountable, O God. Expose them. I bind up the efforts of the CCP to continue to influence the actions in our nation. I bind up their efforts in Jesus' name. I bind up your efforts. And I decree and declare a hedge about you that you will not be able to reach beyond, as you will stand for judgment. I expose in the name of Jesus the media as it is owned by the CCP. I expose the corruption and the deception of the media. I had a vision of the media. It was sometime in the last 2 days. the reporters sitting behind their desks and the people charging them as they were aware of how they had been deceived by the media and they fled. Father God, expose the media. Expose them. Expose who owns them, how they manipulate them, how they control them, and how all of them have sought to control and manipulate the masses. Google, Facebook, Twitter. Reddit. TikTok. These have all become the mouthpiece for the CCP and the New World Order. They have all become the mouthpiece. We silence you in Jesus' name. I decree and declare this nation to be a nation that is united. United we stand. One nation under God. United we stand. I decree and declare the spirit of brotherhood released upon this land will unite the people and bring strength to the people. That when people look upon this nation to try to destroy it or try to even infiltrate it, they will fear the strength that they see. They will fear the shield that the Lord God has placed over this nation, binding us together. I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that this nation will be a nation of truth. We say, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The reality of it is, truth brings freedom. It brings freedom from sin, freedom from shame, freedom from the bondage that sin keeps us covered in. Freedom! Father God, in this hour, as we have prayed for our dear president, in this hour, O God, be with him. As he pulls away and pours over the information in that quiet time before you, give him, O God, use the brilliance that you created him with. And give him, O God, the plan to bring forth the information as you are preparing the people. Give him the wisdom to bring forth that information. Let him know the intercessors stand with him. That Joel's army stands with him. We are called by God in this hour to stand with him. And let him feel the strength of our prayers. I thank you, Father God, I thank you for what you are birthing in our nation in this hour. It is a difficult time. We are in the midst of a storm. But Lord God, this is where we find you. This is where we find you. In the midst of the storm, we lean into you. We turn into the storm because that is where we find you. In this hour, O God, let the people be drawn to their knees that they might seek your face, some for the first time in many years, and find you. I thank you, Father God, for the privilege we have to pray for this nation. I thank you for the privilege we have to be born in this hour and to carry this battle through to the finish. I thank you, Father God, for the honor and the privilege to be an intercessor with our ear pressed against your chest, hearing your direction. We love you deeply. We are humbled for the privilege we have. And we bless you and honor you, most holy Lord. Amen. Mom, do you have anything that you want to add? I know you told me I could have your time. Do you want to have any? Do you have anything?
I'll pray tomorrow night, sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, John.
Amen. Thank you, Ricky. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for instructing us. Thank you for giving visions to Nita and Ricky concerning those things that are in need of prayer. Thank you, Lord, that you are the one who is bringing about the saving and the delivering of America. You are restoring freedom to this nation, and your will come to pass no matter what man has planned. Even as it says in Psalms 33, we declare that all the earth fear you, O Lord, and all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of you, for you spake, and it was done. You commanded, and it stood fast. You, O Lord, bring the counsel of the heathen to naught. You make the devices of the people of none effect. Thank you, Lord, it's not by might, by power, but by your Spirit. And only you will receive the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Just a reminder, we will be here tomorrow at 4:50 p.m. We'll have our regular interactive prayer this Sunday as well. Watch your email or check the website as far as next Monday is concerned, and the Lord will direct Nita concerning that. We have our Hispanic prayer call tomorrow at 9 also. Thank you all for praying with us tonight, for our president, for justice, for the rule of law, for truth, and for exposure concerning the election. Amen, amen, amen. If you would like to give to the ministry, we would greatly appreciate that. You can just go to our website, www.worldforjesus.org, and we have a donate button in the top right corner. And that'll take you to the page where you can designate if you want it to go to a certain area, or you can just give to the general fund, and God will use it wherever it is most needed. Amen. We appreciate all of you, and we appreciate your prayers. Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord, that you would come and that you would minister hope. Lord, I pray that you would come and infuse your people, Lord, that you would encourage them, cause them to know, Lord, that you are Lord, that you will have your way, Lord, that they can put their trust in you wholly, O Lord, that you will not disappoint, that the words that you speak go forth and accomplish all that you send them forth to do. Your promises are yes and amen. Thank you, Lord, that you cause each one to be tempered, Lord, during this time, that you cause their faith to be increased, Lord, exercised. Thank you, Lord, that you cause them to draw nigh unto you, Lord, and to put away and to shun the words of the media, the lies of the media, the programming. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you cause them to stand strong. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Visit them in the night, O Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Encourage their hearts, Lord. Thank you, Father, that you are faithful, that you have said it, and you will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, Charles, would you sound the roar of the Lion of Judah over our prayer tonight, please? Amen, amen, amen. Please remember to keep Nita lifted up in prayer and during your personal prayer time for strength, for healing, for complete freedom of pain. Keep the president and the election lifted up. I just might just mention the House, the Democrats in the House have signed a letter for Mike Pence to remove the president with the 25th Amendment and threaten that he, if he doesn't do that, that they will bring impeachment proceedings. And that doesn't make any sense for them to do that if he's going to be out in 13 days. So they really, they must know that things are in the works. So stand strong and just keep praying and believing. Amen. Amen. Our God is faithful. Amen. Amen. Okay, Charles is going to sound the victory shofar, and then I'll declare the Aaronic blessing over you, and then he'll take you off mute to say goodnight. Okay, if you please extend your right hand to receive the blessing. Yevarechecha Adonai ve'yishmerecha Yaher Adonai ponavalecha ve'chunecha Yisro Adonai Panavalecha Vayasem Leicha Shalom Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his shalom. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus, our Messiah, we bless you. B'Shem Yeshua, Amen. Amen. Thank you, everyone. Thank you for praying with us. Thank you for standing. We bless you. Shalom.